Well, unexpectedly in Europe and also straight to camera. So that's interesting. She answered this question during her swing through Europe as part of her book tour. She fielded questions from readers on Mumsnet, which is a leading British parenting website visited mostly by women. She talked about contraceptive rights, guns, advice for young women. And she also commented on this rape case. One reader asking her, as a lawyer, you defended the rapist of a 12-year-old girl, calling the victim, quote, emotionally unstable and saying the girls have a tendency to, quote, exaggerate or romanticize sexual experiences, especially when they come from disorganized families. The question was, any comments? And here's what Clinton said.
When I was a 27-year-old attorney doing legal aid work at the law school where I taught in Fayetteville, Arkansas, I was appointed by the local judge to represent a criminal defendant accused of rape. I asked to be relieved of that responsibility, but I was not, and I had a professional duty to represent my client to the best of my ability, which I did. He later pled guilty to a lesser included offense. When you're a lawyer, you often don't have the choice as to who you will represent, and by the very nature of criminal law, there will be those who you represent that you don't approve of, but at least in our system, you have an obligation, and once I was appointed, I fulfilled that obligation.
Now, Clinton does not address the part of the question about how she challenged the victim's mental state, instead emphasizing that she was doing her job. Conservative outside groups opposed to a Hillary Clinton run in 2016 have highlighted this entire episode as basically saying that it's counter to her image as a champion of women and girls. But at this point, Jake, it's still unclear how big of an issue this would be for Hillary Clinton if she decides to run.
Well, she clearly had thought about an answer to the question and came prepared to a degree.
I think it's very clear that she had it was a very well thought out answer. That's how I read it, too.
Yeah, Breonna Keeler, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Coming up, it's not like they can't afford to pay. They just don't want to pay. The big name companies using any tactic they can to get out of paying billions in taxes. How are they getting away with it? Plus, as president, he was a bore. But his secret life behind closed doors, well, that appears to be anything but. The racy love letter is written by the married man and his desperate request to his mistress ahead.
You know, some people have told me reverse mortgages sound too good to be true. I mean, you get cash out of your home, no monthly payments, and still own your home. There's got to be a...